I'm trying to steal you, obviously. It's bedtime. Not in 5 minutes. I need you now. It's a cuddle emergency. I'm not being overly dramatic. It's a genuine emergency. I can't find my spooning pillow anywhere, and you know I need to have something in my arms to sleep. The only reasonable solution is for you to be my human pillow. So quit being difficult and come to bed. Quite difficult. Always teasing me, all teasingly like. Now's not the time for searching. We can figure out the great pillow disappearance in the morning. Tired sleuthery will solve no cases. Sleuthery. Clearly, this is a textbook case of pillow napping. And speaking of napping, that's what we should be doing ourselves until the ransom note comes. So, up you get. Come on. Of course, the cut-up letters for the ransom note will be taken from illegally removed mattress tags. A double crime. The dastardly villain behind this will pay. Tomorrow. If you don't hurry up, I'll pass out where I stand. Hush with your logic and stop pointing out. I said I'll pass out with my arms empty. If anything, that glaring plot hole only proves how sleepy I am. You're actually moving. Took you long enough to let me steal you. Come with me to the scene of the crime. The pillow napping crime scene. Not the stealing you crime that I'm currently committing. Oh, how I've missed you. What's that? I was talking to the bed. No. Come back. I was only teasing. Lie down right here in front of me. Let me spoon my human pillow. Fine, I guess you should put on your pajamas first, but be quick about it. The curtain? Nothing weird about the curtain. So, it might be bulging a little. Perfectly normal. Curtains sometimes spontaneously expand. Today was curtain Thanksgiving. Must have eaten a large meal. Well, it's hard to think of a better excuse with you half naked in front of me. Once you put your pants back on, I can clear everything up. You're sitting down next to me? Not investigating the suspicious curtain? I mean, that's good, since it has indigestion. Wouldn't want to fill the room with drapery toots by disturbing it. Right. We'll solve the case in the morning. Thank you, baby, for going along with all this. You took pity on me? The nerve. whatever your reasons. I still appreciate it. I appreciate you a whole lot. Holding you tight is my favorite feeling in the whole wide world. The weight of your body pressing against mine, pulling you in as close as possible. The warmth you radiate wrapping around me, feeling your heartbeat slow down against my hand as you begin to drift off. Our breath naturally syncing up with one another, chests rising and falling in unison. No pillow could ever replace you. That's it. Melt into me. I love you so much it hurts sometimes. Even if you can be difficult. Point taken. We can both be difficult. Just a little. No need to throw out accusations of dastardly doings that may or may not have even occurred. As much as I would adore goofing off with you until the sun rises, my eyes are getting too heavy to keep open. I told you I couldn't sleep until I held you in my arms. Now that I have you, though, my brain is rapidly shutting off. You're simply too comfy. We have a busy day of sleuthing in the morning. We need to be well rested if we're going to solve the case of the century. It could be hiding anywhere. Good night.